comes Letang right in. Into the slot. Crosby blocked on its way to the net by Gauthier. And he overskates. And he turns it over. Crosby, he's alone. Sidney Crosby scores! The losing streak is history as Crosby serves up a Halloween treat.
Josh Getzoff's really good at his job. Phil Bork, really good at his job. I love those two on the TV side of things. I think the world of Josh. He's a hell of a nice guy. That's a great goal call. And it was vintage Sidney Crosby, who it seemed like was stick handling in the blue paint for like 18 seconds there. And after the game, he said, yep, just happy I finished. Because you got a lot of time. Sometimes you don't want that much time. And I don't think this is hyperbole to say that the goal to tie it in the third, and then that goal subsequently, might be the two most important of the entire Penguin season, not just up to this point, but overall. I don't think that's hyperbole, because they dominated the Ducks, and their young goaltender's playing really good. The Penguins had 46 shots, the Ducks had 23. If the Penguins play that well, because for them, that's as good as you can play, and still lose the game, I think that's the kind of game that breaks you. You've lost all those games in a row. You just lost at home to the Wild, and your fans are cheering for the opposing team's goaltender. You know you need a bounce back. You know you've got a not great Ducks team. You know you've got a not great Montreal team. You got to win these two. You got to protect home ice. You got to get the season back on track. And then you play well and still lose because the old other goalie beat you. Oh, man, I think that could have been crushing. I don't know that this saves the Penguins' season, but the season that was already going one way could have continued to go down the tubes. So they needed it, and the captain showed up, showed out the way he always seems to in big moments. But I'm so caught here. And we're going to take your Steelers calls on Russell Wilson and the quarterback conversation we had in the last segment. I know we have people patiently waiting on hold at 412-928-9370. We'll get to you in a minute. It was the lowest attendance of the PPG Paints Arena era, if you don't include the COVID games, and why would you? The lowest attendance. Now, Halloween probably has something to do with that. The tickets were going for like $15, telling you that people weren't going to show up, and if you look at the other games on this homestand and you go forward, there's no other games that are priced this low. So I do think Halloween had something to do with it, but I think Penguins fans are also telling you this team stinks and there's a nostalgia factor, but there's not much more going. And I know Starkey did his whole first segment yesterday about other NHL markets firing their coach after two disappointing seasons and a horrendous start. And I do think in other markets, Mike Sullivan, after the loss to the Wild, would have been gone. And I don't, as a radio host, have an opinion on this. And this is stupid. You should. I should. That's my job. I'm asking, should they be firing Sullivan? Like, what's the goal here? Are you really trying to win? When you bring in Carlson, you are. But then this offseason, you bring in a bunch of old guys on short-term deals. Why? Probably because you don't want anybody holding up roster spots or salary cap space, and you could flip some of these guys at the deadline. Are they really trying to win? If the answer's no, you still expect better than a 3-7-1 start, but you're not going to fire the coach. And I'm just asking Penguins fans at 412-928-9370, like, what are the expectations here? Because not a lot of people were at the game last night. Nostalgia can only take you so far. You can have good, fun seasons without winning a championship. The 04 Steelers, the 01 Penguins, Pitt in 2016 beat Penn State. They beat Clemson, who goes on to win the national championship, but they didn't even win their bowl game. They went 8-4. That's a fun year. That's a good year. No, those are all good teams. Crosby's rookie season, bad team, fun year. He's going for 100 points. It can happen that way. What are we looking for here, Penguins fan? And I'm asking, because I myself am conflicted. Like, we're so used to a great team here that even the last 2 years, they contended for playoff spots until the very final week of the season. Like, is that what we need here? If it is, you fire the coach. But if it's all about the feels, if it's all about the nostalgia, if it's all about Crosby one day catching Jágr and just watching him play every night, then you probably don't. Because I think the organization, when this era closes, Mike Sullivan to be leading the next era. So I don't often get on the radio and say, boy, I don't know how to feel right now. I look at these Penguins, and I think they're the ultimate Rorschach test. You watch them, and every single Penguin fan you talk to is going to have a different take, a different idea on what the hell's going on here. 412-928-9370. What's up, Callis?
I thought this was nice. I was on the phone with somebody while you were talking about the Penguins. Somebody named Maria called in and wanted to wish her boyfriend a happy birthday. His name's Anthony. And the reason I mentioned him, though, is because he's in Baltimore, but he's a Pittsburgh fan. We love to see that.
So he's listening on the Odyssey app, A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Said he listens every morning. So we got a guy in Baltimore who loves our show. There you go.
Anthony, happy birthday. We love you. Thank you for listening. And Maria seems like a hell of a lady.
That's a great move right
does
there.
Does she live here?
Does she live
with him in Baltimore?
I didn't ask.
Yeah, I did the long distance thing for a while. People tell you it doesn't work, and it really doesn't, but we made it through. So if you are doing the long distance thing, it can happen. Now ask my wife if she thinks this is working out. You might get a different answer. I do want Penguins fans' thoughts at 412-928-9370. And the question, I'm not trying to be cute here, what are we doing? And I'm genuinely asking here. Like, what are we doing with the Penguins? I thought the crowd last night was great. The people who went, that's your diehard fan base right there. There's only 14,000 and change. So there's 4,000 empty seats, and frankly, it looked like more than that. Even in the upper bowl, you had empty seats. You never see that. So what are we doing here? Like, if you want to contend, the coach I don't think's done a good enough job. But if it's all about the feels and getting a top five, top 10 draft pick, and then having a good coach and Mike Sullivan lead the next generation of the Penguins, I mean, you don't fire him. I don't know. It's a bizarre place to be, and I think that Kyle Dubas, like Ron Hextall before him, got caught kind of in this trap, like 1 foot in, 1 foot out. It's a wild place to be. And a lot of this stuff happens organically. Like, you win championships, and your core gets old, and you hang on to the core, you're not going to win as much. You're not. But both these general managers and Jim Rutherford before him, I mean, they screwed some stuff up, too. They could have had better times these previous few years. 412-928-9370. Newman in Monongahela. Hi, Newman.
How are we doing, Crowley?
I don't know. How are you?
Good. Watch the Penguins for you real quick before we go Steelers.
Yeah.
Crosby wants him there. He's going to be there.
I watch him. I watch Sid, and last night was different. I don't know if he wants him there or not. I know he wants Gino there and Letang there. I know he wants his guys. I don't know about the coach.
Yeah. I think it goes back to the same thing with Roethlisberger. He wanted the offensive coordinator he wanted, and they stayed. And when he didn't want somebody, they were gone.
Maybe it's the same
and
way.
And as far as the Steelers, what you were talking about, Slayton put on a hell of an audition. Great route running. He should be here.
I'm with you on that, Newman, and thank you for the call.